Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to be joined by a veteran filmmaker, Wendy Morgan. She has a brand new film that she has produced and written and directed. It's called Mercy. It's from Hear Their Voice Productions. And Wendy, congratulations. This really is your baby, which I guess is kind of a double-edged sword because you get the freedom to do whatever you want. And but on the other hand, it's all on you, right?
Right, Rick. Hello, by the way. Hello, everyone. Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, definitely a double-edged sword. But there's lots of people involved in the making of a film. It's like a village. So every time I see it, I see everything and everyone that contributed to it, from people who just phoned up to say, you know, keep going, or someone who helped me with tech, or the actors, or, you know, whatever it makeup, and so many things. So it's been a journey of 11 years. Yeah.
It's pretty amazing when you think about your career. Like, do you ever turn on the TV, the telly, and you see something and you're like, oh, I forgot I was in that?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, it's been a 40... my maths is not good, but around 45 years, I think.
From where do you hail? Where did you grow up in England?
I was born in Radlett in Hertfordshire. Mm-hmm. And then I moved into London, and I lived in London in Hampstead for some time.
Ooh,
and
posh.
Then I moved out posh. And then guess what? From posh, I went right out to Essex. So, oi, oi, mate.
You got your accent then, huh?
yeah. So I kind of pull that out of the bag every now and again, and then slip back into trying to be RP, receive pronunciation, as they call it.
Right.
So yeah, it's fun. And I go cold water swimming in Essex, so big shout out to all the blue tits in Essex. They won't hear this, but hey, anyway. Hello.
Well, this is on American Forces Network. Maybe they're somewhere getting it.
Yeah.
My little home away from home in Hearts was Harpenden. And
I know it well, yeah.
Yeah, and I coached basketball in Hemel Hempstead. And
you did?
Yeah, and so I'm very, very aware with Hertfordshire, darling. Is it all right?
Oh, right. My friend, Jacko Jack-Chickfra, who's most lately been with King Crimson, we've known each other since we were about 16, and he was a second guitar lead vocalist for King Crimson for their last tour and many other things. But he's out in Hemel. So, hi, Jacko.
Yeah. I just actually interviewed the guy that directed their documentary a couple of weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you see the documentary?
I have not.
Oh, you need to see it. Oh, I wish. I want to hear. Can you send me the link afterwards?
If I have the link, yes, absolutely.
All right.
All right.
I'd love to hear it. What a cool thing.
Yeah, very cool. Glad to know that you are there up on the Thames link. Mercy, tell us about the plot, please, Wendy.
Well, basically, it's the life and death of a factory-farmed pig, and we follow the journey of a factory-farmed pig from birth to death, the pig's called Mercy, and all who Mercy meets along that journey, and how they're changed forever by this. Actors play the animals, although there is documentary footage. So it's a drama, a narrative feature, 1 hour, 22 minutes. And that's basically it. But like the story of Cinderella, we know what happens in the end,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's trying to look into that journey from lots of different angles, from the animal angle, or I should say the non-human animal angle, and then from the slaughterman perspective, and then from the consumer. So I play in it a lady called Jeannie who loves animals, but she's not vegetarian, but she just has grown up that way. So she's not a bad person, you know, and then from different people, we get the perspective, hopefully, of what we're doing to the planet, not only by farming and animals intensively.
One of the cruel things about the pig and the chicken and the cow is that they're just so tasty and they can't help it. And yet on the other hand, I have a friend who saw the video of someone holding a little piglet underneath the running faucet, and the piglet is laughing and smiling, and she said, I can never, ever eat pork or bacon again after seeing that.
Right.
It's heartbreaking. Is there a political message behind this?
Sure. I guess. I don't know. I don't know what minded I am, if I'm political or not political. I just know what I feel. So I come from that area of what we're doing to the animals affects the planet, affects our health. It affects the infrastructure of the earth because of the intensive farming that's going on and where the waste goes, how it affects, the environment. And so in that way, it's political. And by the way, animals, they taste good, right? If you put a little kid in a playpen with a piglet and an apple, what are they going to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to kill the animal to make it edible. Well, unless you're just into live eating live things, which I know some cultures are. And then they're made tasteful by a lot of sauces. But I don't know that you'd eat it raw, unless some people do like raw steak, I guess. But they're pumped full of lots of antibiotics. So we're not just eating something pure. Or when we eat an animal, there's so much that goes into it to keep the animals well, inverted commas, in such intense conditions, because they're different herds all put together in one pen. So there's cross-contamination. They get quite sick, but they're pumped full of antibiotics and various other things, plus the adrenaline that any creature would have before death. If we're lined up in a row knowing that we're going to die because we hear our brothers and sisters screaming, we're going to get adrenaline pumping in us. So we're eating fear. You know, I could talk to you all day and you don't have all day to stop me.
Well, the other thing is too, Wendy, you know, we know that some food like Kobe beef is raised in a net, or they'll have veal before the muscles get too tight. I mean, there are some very cruel things. But on the other hand, when you look at these places, these farms, the animals, before they are slaughtered, I guess because the people know they're going to be slaughtered, the treatment is inhumane beyond words at some of these places.
Well, some even lawful, by law, legal practices, they slam sick pigs or runts to the floor, and that's legal. I'm just talking about pigs here, but there's so many other things. So, for example, pigs, their tails and teeth are cut without, and they're castrated without anesthetic, you know. With cows, their babies are taken away. They suckle maybe once and then they're gone, and the cows are grieving forever, and then they're inseminated again. You know, and chickens, they're just kept in terrible conditions, and the way they're killed. So, yeah, what was the question again? Oh, yeah, how they're kept before slaughter, the conditions and cruelty. In my film, there was an investigation by Animal Aid which showed cruelty on top of the inherent cruelty of being in an environment for a very intelligent animal that is cramped and confined. They don't have space to run around. They're not stimulated. They're just crammed in together in the dark mostly. And they're kicked and shoved even just to get them on and off and in and out of somewhere. There's no love to them. They're smarter than dogs, but they're treated just terribly. But that's just pigs, you know, like this is, if you think pig, think chicken, think cow, think any like fish, any farmed animal. Mm-hmm. Can you hear the rain? I'm
on a lighter
outside
note,
in the rain.
Let me ask you this.
Go for it.
Being that you are from Harts and you're quite posh and famous, did you ever eat at Auberge de Lac at Brockett Hall?
No, I did not. I should do that, right?
I never got there. I was always just a little too. I wasn't a big time Charlie for it, as you would say.
Does it still there?
Yeah, no, it's still there. Yeah.
Okay.
Auberge du Lac. You know where Brockett Hall is, right?
No, I don't know it.
Oh, yes.
I must find it.
Yes,
okay.
It's in Welland Garden City.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Do you ever cover jiu-jitsu, by the way?
Yes, I cover everything.
Okay, because I just thought I'd just plug it in. I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I've become blue belt. I've been
in
a blue belt.
Do you know who Hoist Gracie?
I sure do. Yeah. With a Rolls Gracie lineage, Mauricio Gomez. Yeah. We're PMA Academy out in Raleigh, in Essex, with Lee Catlin as our instructor. So
I only interrupt because I've had him in person on my show.
You have?
Yes. And I brought up Germany's drubbing of Brazil in the World Cup, and he almost beat me up. We have to run, but let's. It's been a pleasure. Okay. It's been quite lovely. We've been speaking with Wendy Morgan, the writer, director, producer of the movie Mercy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rick. Bye.